This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I wonder how many corn mazes are kicking off this weekend. I know a few are waiting a little while. The corn maze in Bismarck's a little ways off, but their boat parades aren't waiting. In fact, you know, you got to get those in now before the snow flies. Where's it this weekend? Big corn run, and that's the one we're doing.
Yep, tomorrow.
We're actually doing the national anthem for them
at our Fargo facility.
Before the snow flies, you realize it's going to be kind of warm tomorrow, right?
I'm glad it is, but I'm just saying you got to get those in. They're not going to be boat parades in October, you know?
I don't think.
Oh, I hope so, but I love the boat parades.
We might need them in October. You never know.
Hard to top the November deal. I know there's a ton of people out there that are they're praying very, very religiously, praying faithfully every day Donald Trump wins the presidency. They can't imagine an America under Joe Biden. I feel their pain. I'm doing the same thing. Don't do it enough. I should leave myself little prayer reminders. Just kind of put them through all the day. But people, they've got to do something. They've got to do something. What can I do? A boat parade is a fabulous thing to do. You've done your part. You've sent a powerful message about support for President of the United States.
These are happening all over the country. There's one on Lake of the Ozarks. There's one down in Fort Myers, Florida. There's one little corn run. There's one out west and them. I know a couple, one in South Dakota, so they're happening all over.
I know they are. I know they are. I read a bunch of them the other day on the air. Can't tell you enough about it. So if you're having one, let us know. Anyway, that's maybe what your weekend holds, and we crank up another hour of What's on Your Mind. This hour being the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. Your questions, your comments, welcome on the program. Good morning, Senator Cramer.
Good morning. And I do. Isn't there one on Lake Skakuia this weekend?
There is.
Yep.
Yeah. I've lost track of all of them, but we've read them a few times on the air, so I hope folks are in tune.
That one should be kind of big.
Yeah, there's one not far from Tioga. There's one closer to
down in Oahe,
Tobacco Garden. Yeah. There's South Dakota ones. There's a bunch. There is. Yeah.
You know what I loved? So what you just said, Scotty, and listening to your sort of opening about that is really important because I agree. There's been a lot of sort of pent up frustration and anxiety and I think energy, not really knowing how to express it, right? And of course the Democratic base has been expressing theirs by looting and burning buildings and, you know, violence against people and, you know, marching through neighborhoods and, you know, yelling obscenities at people. That's how they've been able to express their love for Joe Biden and their strong Democratic beliefs. But Republicans and conservatives have been sort of, I think, put on their heels a little bit by that, felt a little bit bullied. Of course, first thing you have to do is sort of get your senses about you and think, is this really happening in America? Is this really where the Democratic Party has gone? And yes, it really is. And suddenly the boat parades provided an outlet. And the silent majority that the president often talks about is becoming now again a loud majority. And the two need to go hand in hand because a silent majority is certainly destined to be a minority. And you just can't let the bullies, you know, dictate the narrative. You've got to stand up for America and God and the things that we cherish as Americans and throughout the decades and the centuries.
Yeah, I think the most important thing you can do is pray. Because ultimately, you know, and then obviously, you know, you want to turn, just don't make it all his job, right? To do your part as well, and then you just got to pick something you're comfortable with. But I know if I talk to 100 people that listen to this program that I run into in Minot or, you know, wherever I happen to be, Devil's Lake recently with you at the Fish and Wildlife event and other places on the Spirit Lake Tribe there. If I run into 100 people, you know, 90 of them tell me some version of, I am so worried. I am so worried. Donald Trump has to win. This is so important. Do you think he's going to win? What do you think he's going to, is he going to, that's 90% of what I hear from people. And, you know, so people do, they have that anxiety. And I think also the whole COVID thing since March kind of puts you in a, You don't feel like anything's normal. You don't know, you know, do I go, do I not go, should I do this, should I not do that? You know, all of those things that have disrupted everything, which I don't know. I'll find out someday when I die, but I can't believe it's an accident. The greatest economy in the face of the earth, and China's is tanking, and they send us a virus. Accident? I don't think so. I don't know. I just can't believe that this just happened the way it happened. Sort of like letters from, you know, or the story in the Atlantic today, right? Story in the Atlantic, which most people never heard of for good reason.
Right.
But it's some big inside the beltway, you know, highbrow, you know, deal. And they write a story saying, quoting anonymous sources, all anonymous sources, that Donald Trump was degrading members of the military in private, that he said, I'm not going to go to a cemetery because they're a bunch of losers, that he didn't want to give John McCain a funeral, all this stuff. Well, isn't that funny? That was 2 years ago, and 60 days before an election, we get treated to that in the Atlantic. Is that a coincidence, Senator?
Well, that's certainly not a coincidence. That's a strategy. I mean, first of all, any newspaper or so-called newspaper or media outlet that cites four, quote, unnamed sources, unnamed, by the way, is the main source for the Washington Post. If you read anything about Donald Trump, or even me, there's always unnamed sources that have something negative to say, but none of the, and oh, by the way, they're oftentimes unnamed experts. Sure they are. That's just not worthy of right being written, much less being read by anybody. And that's what the Atlantic did, this very targeted hit piece on Donald Trump. And by the way, the claims they're making on behalf of these four unnamed sources are so far out there and outrageous, and anybody that's followed Donald Trump even a little bit knows it's clearly not true. Just clearly not true. Donald Trump has been one of the most respectful, patriotic, maybe the most, frankly, in my lifetime, presidents in my lifetime, supportive of our military. Now, he doesn't support every war that previous presidents have gotten us into, but he's never been anything but 100% supportive of our veterans and our military. And one only has to look at his record in legislative record to know that's obvious.
No question about it. Anyway, stay passionate, stay on fire, do what you can do, and just don't get caught up in the weeds, as you say. That's a strategy, is what that is. That's 100%, and it just recognize it when you see it. It'd be a lot better. Okay, let's get to the calls here. Who's been waiting? We got a few folks here that have been waiting for a while. Let's go to Mark in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Mark in Fargo.
Got you, Mark. Go ahead.
I'm Mark in Fargo.
Hi, Senator. How you doing? Listen, best way you can show your support for Trump is every morning when you go to work. Let's suppose you're in Castleton, for instance, and you meet a bunch of other people, and you ride it on your way to work, and you all have American flags or Trump flags or whatever, and you're blowing your horns and what have you. It would soon become apparent that most people are for Trump. A vast majority, and the two times that conservatives get together is on their way to work and on their way home. They don't tend to riot much. They have to make a living.
No, it is one of our problems, Mark, isn't it? I often tell people this, I tell the president this, one of the issues of conservatives is one of our characteristics is we just want to be left alone by the government. We don't, you know, and we're self-sufficient. We pull up our, you know, we roll up our shirt sleeves. We go to work, like you said. We don't congregate and, you know, try to lobby for an entitlement. So you're exactly right. It sometimes works against us as well, but I like your advice. That's a great thought.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Kenny in Fargo, next for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead on the talk radio town hall.
Hey. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Senator.
Hey,
question for you there, and maybe this is a Kelly Armstrong issue, so let me jump right into it. So my daughter got a job working for a U.S. bank here in town, a call center. Very first day, she found out she found out she got accepted into the Air Force, and she's part of the Happy Hooligans here in Fargo. So I worked her way up really quickly. She did very well, like top in the call center of the job she had. She goes out to basic training, and when she comes back, she's literally at the airport in Virginia, and they call and say, why aren't you back to work? They messed up her return dates, and they said, well, you need to be back to work. You can't hold your position. So we worked through all that. She returns. They don't retrain her because her position totally changed. So she retrained herself, and within a short time, she was back at the top of the class in the call center, and I'm talking by a long way, okay? Sure. New position comes open, and she should, you know, step right into it. They didn't give her the position because she was off doing her thing, as they called it. So they penalized her for being gone. Her numbers are there, but because she didn't have the time in with them, they didn't give her the position. Not only did they do that, they didn't give her the proper pay raise because they kept the clock running on her numbers. So it looked like her numbers were there. So she didn't receive the proper pay raise. All right. Mm-hmm. So she finally ended up, luckily she got a full-time job here at the Air Guard. Doing a great job, all right?
Good for her.
They then asked her to, in the meantime, they asked her to do the position she didn't get because the people in that position couldn't keep up, but they didn't pay her. So they lost 12 weeks on that. So now they're sending her a letter saying, we actually overpaid you, and you need to pay us back, or we're going to take you, turn you over to collection.
Okay, so I hear the music, so maybe we take this up after the break, but I'm sort of flabbergasted, frankly. I'd love to dig into this a little bit more.
Hang on.
There's not a lot I can do about her private employer, but, boy, employers are critical to a successful
Our region guard. Has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Back to the phones. Luke is on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we're heading west over to Dickinson. We're going to be doing some pipe bursting out there, doing some sewer stuff along the way. We're going to be swinging through Glen Olin and taking a look at some trenchless water line out there for a farmer.
Repairing the sewer line is done with reddrilling.com without any exterior damage, right, Luke?
That's correct, Scott. Yep, we come in there, make it pretty painless for guys, and we're in and out of there pretty quick. It's about a four-hour process.
So if you're looking for a way to repair, replace, or install new buried pipes or wires with little or no excavation, call 701-204-0404, 701-204-0404, or online at reddrilling.com. Two D's in reddrilling.com. Luke, anything else you want to tell us?
Yeah, don't be shy to give us a call. Reaching out sometimes is the hardest part. We'll get out there and see what you got going on.
They'll go anywhere, folks. 701-204-0404, Red Trenchless.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache that, like me, are all excited for Big Iron. Oh boy, are we going to have some fun out there. That is ag innovation unlike anything on the planet. It really is a lot of fun. We'll be at the Butler Machinery booth. Two reasons you need to know that. One, I'll have free hats, and there's big buckets of free peanuts in the shell peanuts that are unbelievable. It's almost as good as the food court. It's just really, really, really good stuff. And by the way, they've COVID-proofed Big Iron. They've spread out the grounds even more than usual. But everything is there. All the great egg innovation. You're going to love it, love it, love it. And High Plains Apache will be there with the 2021 Apache sprayer and lots of other innovations. So stop by and see them and see us as we're live and on location at Big Iron. A little public service for you. If you didn't get a chance to watch Joe Biden's town hall yesterday in Kenosha, I have a little clip for you. First of all, there were like eight people there, so it was very well attended. And evidently when people came in to the event to participate and ask questions, they were handed a piece of paper and said, you know, ask this of Joe Biden. I'm not making it up. Here's one woman and what she said to sort of expose that little charade yesterday at the event.
Hello, my name is Portia Bennett. I'm just going to be honest, Mr. Biden. I was told to go off this paper, but I can't. You need the truth. And I'm part of the truth.
Isn't that something? I was told to go off this paper, but I can't. You need the truth. You think if Donald Trump did that, if Kevin Cramer, if you on the talk radio channel said, Scott, get a piece of paper from everybody that's calling, ask them what they want to ask me, and then I'll decide whether I want to answer that or not. Do you think that would work? Think that would go over?
This sounds worse than that. This was like, here's the script you have to read so that we've already prepared the vice president with the answer, if he can remember it long enough, and we'll be fine. what he did is so shameless. And by the way, it absolutely violates the fundamental principle of self-governance and accountability and certainly transparency. But it also just indicates how inept he is, how incapable he is of dealing with real issues on the spot. And it's shameful. It's
hard for me to see it, how this strategy gets you to the finish line. I mean, this is so ridiculous.
Well, here's the deal, though, Scott. It's hard for me to see, too, but imagine this. So let's just say you're in charge of this, quote, town hall with Joe Biden. You have two choices. We either script every question and pre-script the answer, or we run the risk that he's going to drool all over himself while he, you know, says crazy racist, sexist things and forgets what town he's in. That's the problem. They're faced with two really bad performances, so they take the one that's got the least risk to it. But he can no longer risk just staying in his basement. They've at least come to that realization.
That was a strategy that didn't work up until a couple of days ago, and now they're going to have to do that. It is going to be quite the ride. Anyway, back with Kenny in Fargo, and Kenny did explain a little more of the situation off the air to Senator Cramer. What suggestion do you have for Kenny?
Here's my concern, and I want to get to the bottom of it. And so we in North Dakota are very blessed by having, without question, the best performing National Guard in the country. And yes, that's my personal biased opinion, but it's also the opinion of a lot of other people I know. I serve, as you know, on the Armed Services Committee and on the Veterans Affairs Committee, so I'm very familiar. And the 119th, the hooligans, are the best of the best, not just in the Guard, in the Air Force. I mean, what they do in their current mission and what they've done in previous missions, they are consistently ranked at the very top. Their mission right now is so phenomenal, it's hard to believe that the main mission, the ISR mission, flying the MQ-9. Okay, all of that said, Kenny, we have to have good, decent, patriotic employers in order to have a guard that can function at its highest and at its best. And we have that across North Dakota. One of the reasons we have the best guard is because we have the best employers. You're sharing with us now an example of an employer that seems to have a problem. I need to get to the bottom of that. Regardless, I'm grateful that your daughter now has a full-time job at the Guard. I love that she's a patriot. She's obviously very bright. And so she maybe have a great career in the Air Force. But I still want to make sure that we have the best employers, and if we need to do some things to encourage them, I want to be able to help U.S. Bank and other employers understand the importance of their role.
Yes, Jenny, as a father of two children in the Guard, one Army, one Air Force in this state, you know, of course I'm very proud of them. But as you know, Senator, they're so humble, they don't complain. But as a father, I am. Sure. I'm not going to tolerate this. This is just
garbage. Good for you. Good for you for standing up for them and being their voice, Kenny, and calling today. And thanks for sharing the information with Senator Cramer's office so they can follow up and maybe get to the bottom of this one. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for the service of your kids as well. That's really
thank you so much.
Awesome. Newtown, North Dakota. Here's Chris for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Senator. Thank you so very much for your service to our country.
Thank you.
It's a great day to be a North Dakotan and a great day to be alive, man. I've got a lot of optimism for a couple months from now, and I had a question for you, and there's kind of a question embedded. The games that are being played, Speaker Gingrich the other day said that it's becoming apparent that, you know, they're showing their hand, that the left is going full-on Podesta Clinton, trying to create a mail-in option where they just steal the election. Those are my words. He kind of indicated that. And, you know, that we won't know who wins until, you know, the second or third week in November, you know. And it's like, how many do we need? Well, let's get 10% more. And away, all of a sudden, magically votes appear like they did in Florida. And what is the – I know that on state and local elections, those are matters, 10th Amendment, et cetera. But the federal election is a federally mandated process. Cannot it be a federally regulated process where for national elections you can require things like voter ID and things like that? And the built-in question there is two words, Ginsburg and Breyer are on deck. And if we win, maybe in the next presidential term we could fix whatever's in our way. But can you address those two things and just everybody remember Ginsburg and Breyer are on deck, and I don't think they'll go another 4 years, and that would be a huge win in the Supreme Court. So thank you for your service, and y'all have a blessed and wonderful weekend, and hoorah, America.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for all of that. So, boy, he raises a really tough one, Scotty, because and he does it with the understanding that elections are run at the state level, including federal elections. And while there are certain characteristics, such as, of course, you know, there are only two senators in every state and all those kinds of things, still the election is run at the state level. The Electoral College, you know, remains in place, but, you know, now they've been messing with that a little bit. Even in Maine, where they've already tried and successfully, you know, warped that process a little bit. They actually split their electoral votes in Maine between the two congressional districts. So, do we want to federalize the elections? Should we at least have a backstop or some guardrails, perhaps? But just remember that what they're trying to do, the Democrats are trying to do, and what Nancy Pelosi did do in the legislation they passed out of the House, is federalize the elections. The problem is when liberals are in charge, the federalizing of the elections is, you know, is going to be unsolicited.
Handing out ballots on the street corner, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And collecting them in mass.
Yeah, here you go. No question. Hang on to that thought. We'll continue when we come back from the break on What's on Your Mind. More of your calls welcome. 800-228-0550. Here's a text question on COVID-19 bankrupting my business. I'll tantalize you with that when we come back.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's chairing the latest monthly jobs report from the government just released this morning. The economy recovered about 1.4 million jobs last month, down slightly from July's 1.8 million, but slightly higher than what most economists predicted. And the jobless rate dropped from 10.2% to 8.4%. President Trump tweeting the numbers are great and better than expected. Senior economist at Bankrate.com Mark Hamrick notes, however,
13.6 million persons are still listed
listed as unemployed this Labor Day, so a substantial number of Americans still have little to celebrate about the status of the workforce.
He was speaking to CBS. Reports are a man wanted for killing a pro-Trump activist in Portland, Oregon last Saturday was killed last night by a federal fugitive task force as they tried to arrest him near Olympia, Washington. And this is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's the special today at PetroServe USA for lunch? Two Sloppy Joes and chips. Two Sloppy Joes and chips at the Harvard location. Put the chips on the actual slush burger there. You know, on the meat. Lift the bun, put the chip on, then it's, they didn't get any better than that. Country Fried Steak, 12th Avenue, Fargo location, off I-29, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Popcorn chicken today. Valley City, your choice of pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. The beauty here is it's grab-and-go convenience, but it's home cooking. And PetroServe USA, and of course all their locations, have things from those fresh cookies to the caramel rolls, great chicken in many of their locations, that 4-for-4 deal, a hot stuff personal pan pizza. Really, really good. Really, really good. PetroServe USA, you tell them Scott sent you. All right, back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So this listener has a question for you. It says, COVID-19 is going to bankrupt my business. The state restrictions are going backwards. Is the federal government prepared to do more rounds of relief because the states won't open businesses back up?
Well, it really raises an important discussion, Scott, and that is that when you look back at what happened at the beginning of all of this and the shutdown of the economy, which was largely driven by CDC guidelines in the federal government and then put in the hands of governors and mayors and whatnot. And everybody handled it differently, obviously. But there was, at that point, with knowing so little and everything was sort of focused on testing and focused on the potential spread. We didn't know a lot about the virus. But looking back on it, I think a lot of people would say, and I would certainly be one of them, is that the cure was worse than the disease. And yet we found ourselves suddenly on this treadmill where we came to the realization that, we need more testing. We need more testing. Testing is going to solve everything. At least with testing, we can open everything up. And all we did with testing is identify a whole bunch of more people that have tested positive for COVID who would, but for the test, never know they had COVID. Right. And so really what I learned from that is it's less important to shut people down than it is to let them continue to plow through and protect the most vulnerable people and let the rest of society, live. Don't trade in living for existing. So that's my personal view on this. So now the federal government still has its role. The states have taken appropriately a much stronger place in all of this. And I think various states have done it obviously very differently. I think Governor Burgum's done a great job. I think he's been driven by information and knowledge and data. I would say this though, will the federal government sort of backfill where the state, does something? I don't know, but here's what I can tell you about the next rounds of assistance and where we are in the negotiations and the discussions. I believe there will be a next round. We've been meeting every single day, even during August recess, Republican senators with Stephen Mnuchin and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. They've been, of course, negotiating with Nancy Pelosi. We literally have at least an hour every day discussion among us. And most of the resources, so like take PPP. Remember, Paycheck Protection Program was designed to help people keep their employees and avoid unemployment.
It was genius. I think we'll look back on that and say that was the linchpin that saved the economy. But the problem is, correct me if I'm wrong, those people were given checks to keep people employed, which they did, but they ran out, right? I mean,
right. Well, they haven't run out. Here's the interesting thing. There's still $130 billion in that plan, but the next plan of PPP is going to be more focused right where we're talking now. It's going to be focused more on specific areas of the economy based on revenue loss. In other words, the first PPP was prospective, keeping people on board, paying them their benefits, paying your rent and your mortgage and your lights and your utilities. Now we're looking at some standards based more on loss. So just yesterday I spent half hour, maybe a little over half hour, on a Zoom call with the American Society of Travel Advisors and talking to multiple North Dakota companies, travel agencies, talking about the entire supply chain, the entire value chain, if you will, of what I consider just hospitality, right? So hotels, motels, restaurants, bars, amusement parks, casinos, I along with Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, a Democrat from Nevada, introduced a bill called the STEP Act to add an additional $10 billion to the EDA, Economic Development Administration, for grants within the value chain. Now, we're going to try to broaden that more so it could include things, places like restaurants, not just destination attractions, but also the travel agencies themselves. I mean, there's no question that discretionary dollars, when people had to hunker down at home and were scared to death to leave their houses, now we know it's not as scary as they've told us, but some people still want to imply that. That industry, that discretionary dollar that goes to the restaurant or the hotel, the motel, the Disney Worlds, all the way up to Las Vegas, all the way to Medora, they've been hit the hardest probably by anybody, including, by the way, the modes of transportation, like the airline industry, the cruise industry, the trains. We need to get focused right there on the next package. I think there's a lot of agreement on that. Target, if you will.
I asked a question yesterday to Governor Burgum about this related to just the impact on businesses, because in eight counties now, they're going back to restrictions, which, are guidelines like, restaurants can only have half capacity, right? And half capacity with social distancing. So even that isn't even half a capacity. That's, less than half of what would have been there before. So I just want to know, what we have in the way of an estimate for North Dakota businesses, especially in the hospitality industry, that are going to survive, so that we can properly put some attention, like what you're talking about, programs focusing just on this, and keep them afloat. Because, again, the pain, the uncertainty is going the wrong way, in my opinion, given what we know about COVID, what we hear Dr. Birx say and everything else. Here's a little bit of the governor's answer from yesterday, and then one more.
I think that we're going to see, when we look at the data nationally and with North Dakota, that the restaurant business has had some real winners and losers in terms of some people that found a way to thrive with takeout or drive-through, and others that weren't able to do that. The other aspect on hospitality, of course, is hotels and motels, which in North Dakota has been a very strong business because of our strong economy and because of the net influx of people moving to North Dakota. business travelers to North Dakota. That's been a very strong business. Right now, hospitality business has probably been the one that has had the most economic challenges of any segment nationwide and possibly in North Dakota.
And the governor did go on to say that there is some legislative Bank of North Dakota discussions now about a relief package specifically for tourism, but he sort of blows off the restaurant saying it's a tough business and they go out of business. So, yeah, I mean, that's true, but if you're adding COVID to it and you're telling a restaurant, oh, I know you have a tough business, but by the way, you can now have half the capacity again. All I'm getting at is that the decisions like that are going to cost the taxpayers of the United States a lot of money in relief. It is the state government, the city government, and other governments that are saying, you know, you will do this. So therefore, you have to provide some relief. And, I mean, do we have a checkbook big enough for this?
No is the short answer, but let me just add this. There is no question that the best stimulus we could possibly provide is to let people go to work, go to school, go to church, live their lives, spend their money. And if you want to talk about mortality rates, I mean, how about the mortality rate on this virus? If we're going to speak about, you know, certain things are going to happen anyway, how about the fact that the CDC finally had to admit that only 94% of the people that died with COVID actually died from COVID? Can we start having that honest discussion a little more vocally, Scotty? So the governor makes a valid point, but COVID, not COVID, mind you, but the response of the government has certainly expedited what may be already trying to take the oil and gas industry. We hear a lot about the consolidation that has happened because every now and then you need to have a cycle happens where there's some consolidation. Today there's a sell-off in the market, just like there was yesterday. We're in a sell-off time because the markets have to correct themselves when they've been on this upward trajectory for a long time. All of that's true, but all of it's being magnified by government action, and that creates a different standard for the government's role in easing that pain. I agree with the governor, but I also have to say we have to find a way to not tip the scales against entrepreneurs and small businesses with government action.
Well, and to the texter, you know, COVID-19 is going to bankrupt my business. I hear that and I think, who's speaking for business? Who's standing up and saying, okay, I realize you're taking 8 counties backwards now on this, but what does that mean for the businesses? Whoa. I mean, I hear from enough people that say, well, you can't believe this. Our hotels are empty. I mean, our restaurants, we have mortgages. We have, you know, so I don't know. I just don't think there's enough of a voice for business there. I'm glad to hear what you're talking about in the way of the next tranche and how that's going to happen. But, of course, that comes, as this texture says, where's all this money coming from? I mean, it's coming
well,
from
then there's that, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah, we're borrowing to fix these problems that maybe he goes on to say, just open up and let people be people and keep government out of the way instead of spending 3 generations into oblivion. You know, there's some North Dakota common sense there.
There sure is, and it is frustrating to watch play out. And I just think we have to apply that common sense and not be so darn afraid. It's just frustrating to watch the fear factor at play here.
Douglas in Fargo, next up for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Douglas.
Hello. Great show today. Senator, I have two questions, really. I was calling in, first of all, about the voting, and then I had a question about the airlines. Voting, obviously every state has a right to establish how they want to handle the voting and for the general election. But, it seems to me that the more hands that touch a ballot, the greater the percentage of fraud. So what can be done, like a national holiday, or whether even it's just a state holiday, or something that would allow or empower people just to go to the poll on a particular day, minimize the number of people touching it, so that we can have greater confidence that we're not getting ballots found 3 weeks later.
All right, we'll give Senator Cramer a chance to answer that question and then your follow-up on airlines after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Oasis Petroleum's Be the Buffalo Hotline. Call us 24/7, 855-200-1776. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC. You pay what we pay. Employee pricing 2020 Buicks and GMCs, excluding GMC Sierra, LD, and HD. Also, pre-owned specials are over 100 in stock with that lifetime warranty, best in the business. Low mileage, in fact, payments starting as low as $199 a month. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com. And what's on your mind? Also brought to you by our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. You got a big semi truck that's just not quite cutting it right now. It's not running. It's not totally efficient. Doing what? How about a tractor? Listen, these guys can do it. They've got the secret sauce. Call them at 701-258-5011 or check them out at DakDiesel.com. You tell them Scott sent you. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer. Douglas in Fargo had a question related to voting. You go ahead and answer that, and then we'll get his question on airlines in here.
Do you ask about federalizing it, or what can be the sort of standard? There are some, you know, voter identification has been such a big deal in recent years, and we've been trying to get more states. I think there's like 36 of them that have laws that request or require some form of ID. But even that is met by the left with great objection, because, of course, they want people to just walk up and vote, people that they bring to the polls particularly. And when any attempts to do sort of a federal voter ID law have also been met with that same kind of resistance. But I think having some sort of a minimum, at least voter identification, as well as an identification of citizenship. Remember, even on the census, the president, thanks to the Supreme Court, who made the weirdest arguments again against having citizenship as a question, even on the census, they said that you could do it, but you had to do it differently than you did. It's crazy stuff like that. Anyway, I do think there can be some sort of a federal backstop, like there's in a lot of things, to protect our exceptionalism while still letting states manage the process. Here's one of the things I think we ought to think about doing, because I think a national holiday is a pretty good idea, actually, to allow people the time on Election Day. But maybe the federal government, if they could do anything, they could incent with some money having pre-election day voting in person. And you know, we allow that in North Dakota and other places, at maybe one location per county seat or something. But if there was enough funding, particularly in a crisis like we're in now, you know, spread it out to 2 days. Have it both Monday and Tuesday. Or maybe starting Sunday afternoon, you open all the polling places and you have people there, and that way you can, again, spread out even further. But I think even the CDC, even Tony Fauci has said there's really not much risk in standing in line with a mask on to vote. So
it's only going to church that there's a big risk of.
Well, yeah, that's very risky, because you sing there.
Yeah, well, you can't sing now. I mean, I swear, you can't sing. I mean, Douglas, your other question was on airlines. Quickly, if you would.
Yeah, just the airlines have taken a big hit. My son is a graduate of UND, and when the aviation's gone on to fly for American, he's now out of a job, being furloughed. And according to him, if the recovery of airlines follows the pattern of 9/11 recovery, he's probably out of ever being a commercial pilot again. Is there any plan to help these airlines? Are cutting thousands and thousands of pilots, not to mention the support staff they have, like luggage loaders and all that.
Right.
What's the scoop on airlines?
So a couple of things there, too. So once again, the best thing we can do is get the economy back up so people feel safe traveling again and allow them to travel again. But, of course, this is a global problem, because airlines travel around the world, obviously. So there was $25 billion, as I recall, in the first CARES Act specifically for airlines. I think that runs out like the middle of this month, so like in a week or so. And there's a lot of airlines that are now furloughing even more at a more aggressive rate as they get to that end. There seems to be reasonable bipartisan support for another tranche for the airlines. Remembering, though, the airlines, to a lot of people, particularly the left, they like to create this boogeyman, are just big corporations. But when a person just thinks for a minute about what you just said, just think about the multiple, the tens, the hundreds of thousands of employees in the entire value chain, and then consider the importance of travel to the rest of the industries in this country. Certainly business travel, but even and especially leisure travel. So if Disney World's not open, you know, there are going to be fewer airplanes going to Orlando. So it's a chain reaction, but the airline industry itself is, yes, special. It is very specific. It has a very specific and major contribution to the overall economy of the country. And as much as people may hate the bailout of an airline because they see them as a big business, they are critical to the value chain of our economy.
Douglas, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I'm going to go rapid fire, just as short answers as you can give me through some of these texts. We've got a ton of them here. Mail-in ballots should only be sent out upon request by an eligible voter. Agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The second stimulus package was put on hold the minute the post office controversy started, because the politicians are more interested in getting reelected than anything else.
There's some truth to that. I mean, they use, I won't elaborate. I don't have time.
I'm still getting the runaround on Fargo and their lack of testing. Their economy won't be affected by what was announced yesterday that our business will be hurt in Burleigh County because we have random testing and they don't. You've kind of made your point clear on testing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I think, first of all, we shouldn't even be testing people that are asymptomatic unless there's some specific reason, like you're going in to, you know, visit mom at a nursing home or something like that, but or some travel requirement. But just to test for the heck of testing is silly.
Last one. First off, I love Kevin Cramer and I appreciate everything he does. The question is, what would happen if we mapped out the influenza A and B this coming year as we are with COVID-19? I think the comparison would be startling, don't you?
No, because COVID-19 has wiped out all the other diseases. I haven't even heard of you can't even die in a car accident anymore. It's, you know, if you get hit by a bus with COVID, you died from COVID.
That's a good point. All right. Thank you, Senator Cramer. We'll do it again next week. Much appreciated. Senator
thank
Kevin
you.
Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, brought to you today by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Great deal.
Your family's been making memories in your childhood home for many years. It's no wonder your parents don't want to leave the home they love. Continuing to live at home is possible when you partner with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Northland Pace makes it possible for your senior loved ones to live at home safely for longer by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more. Start your next chapter by calling Northland Pace. Located throughout North Dakota and online at northlandpace.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.